Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The coronavirus has hit the U.S. economy, especially Silicon Valley. Early on, Apple said it was lowering sales expectations, and it's rippled out from there. The public markets have become volatile. More and more tech companies are telling their employees not to come into the office. In fact, Spotify just told me to work from home for the next 2 weeks. Huge conferences and even religious gatherings have been canceled, and so much other work travel has been suspended. This is a scary time, and we don't know how things are going to play out. And we were craving some perspective on what this means for startups. And one of our most experienced investors came through.
Hey, Josh.
We called Jillian Manis to ask her about one of her recent deals on the pitch. And Jillian's been investing in startups for decades. In this interview, she ended up dropping a ton of knowledge about how early stage startups weather a crisis. First off, she says the coronavirus is absolutely going to change things for anyone involved in early stage startups.
This is going to hit startups hard. I probably have a lot of people listening to this podcast saying, oh, she's just such a wuss. But the fact is that I think we're going into a very uncertain time. We don't know how long this is going to last. It's going to last 1 quarter, it's going to last 2 quarters. I think our companies have to be, you know, there's going to be, obviously we've seen a drop in business activity. There's going to be supply chain disruption, definitely travel, cancellation of meetings with potential funders, with potential partnerships. And so I think that this is a very uncertain time. Perhaps this will, hopefully, God willing, 2 months, 3 months, but it could be 2 quarters.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at our companies and really trying to think about how to prepare them in terms of them thinking about their headcounts, about cash runway, about, you know, fundraising, sales forecasts. So we're really trying to figure out how to help our companies sort of chart a course to as much financial independence as possible. And in a one way, we saw with the dot-com bubble and with other challenges, financial challenges, there are many companies that weather these storms and in fact become more nimble, they become more capital effective, they really actually become a tighter business. So I'm hoping that this will enable some of our companies or force them into that lane of discipline.
So this is going to be a big change for a lot of founders. Like, they're redoing business plans, changing how they find their customers. But I'm curious, like, for you as an investor, how does this change things?
Yes, I mean, I think that there's twofold. First of all, from an investment point of view, you know, this might provide us with big opportunities. So let's be clear about that. If we see companies that have traction but don't have enough runway, there might be some very, this might be very an opportunistic moment for investors as well.
What do you mean by that? What are you thinking?
Well, I think that there are some companies that will have to raise another round at maybe a lower valuation than they would have otherwise. And
so you're saying opportunities for you to get on companies at a cheaper valuation.
Yeah, I do. But there are some companies like in the healthcare industry, this is going to be needed now more than ever. And so I am working with a lot of the companies in healthcare to reach out to them, to say to them, what can I do for you? Because actually I put money into those companies out of necessity right now if they need it.
Yeah.
Those are companies that I would invest in right now.
Uh-huh. But there won't be a ton of these companies that you'll want to invest in, will there?
Yes. I mean, I think that there are definitely going to be many sectors that are going to benefit from this. And then there are going to be other ones, such as the retail sector and hospitality and travel, as I've said, that is going to have some problems.
Yeah.
Device companies, hardware, anything consumer companies. I mean, everybody is...
Where's all this stuff made? China.
Where's all the stuff made? And where are we not going to go? Everywhere from sporting events now, movie theaters, restaurants, hotels, airplanes, right? You think of malls,
yeah.
Right? We are all going to be in the next, who knows how long, going to be really hunkering and investing more in our families, in our communities, and the people right around us.
Hmm. What would you say to super early stage founders who find themselves in need of capital from investors who are trying to get this thing off the ground? And in their minds, they're building a company that, you know, the opportunity is 10 years from now, right? They're just building the groundwork now. And so they're thinking, why is this thing that's happening? And I see why it's affecting the public markets and all these big companies, but why is it affecting me, the early stage founder? What do you say to them?
I'm not saying that the capital has dried up completely, because it hasn't. I also think that many of these companies need to have a correction in their valuation anyway. I think that the valuations have been...
Are you saying there's a bubble in Silicon Valley that is maybe getting the top cut off of it right now?
Well, I wouldn't say a bubble. I would say minimizing froth.
Interesting choice of words.
Right? In fact, I was talking to Michael Hyatt, and both of us feel that there is opportunity out there. We're going to expect much more from these startups. And I think that they're going to have to deliver much more clarity and be a little bit less creative at the very beginning. And so for early stage, I would say, think about your valuations again. Be crystal clear on your roadmap. I think you have to trim expenses. I think you will definitely have to trim headcount. You're going to have to look at your acquisition costs for your customers. They might go up. There is definitely going to be a drop in business activity, you know, so your growth rate is going to be definitely impacted.
Right now, like, you're going around to all of your existing companies that you've invested in, and your angel investments.
Right. I'm actually going to write an email and blow it. I've been speaking to the companies one-on-one. There are definitely some VCs and who are posting right now who are saying, oh, this is wimpy for VCs to start talking this way. And I think I want to say to that person, you know, get your head out of the sand, because this is exactly what we need to be speaking to our companies about. We all have to start thinking creatively right now, and I think the businesses will become more disciplined, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
Do you think we're heading into a recession, and this is just the catalyst to kick it off?
No, I actually don't. I actually don't. Before this, we were not heading into recession. So yeah. I don't think that this is suddenly going to be the pin on the grenade.
What's different about this from what happened in 2008, from your perspective, from a business decision and economics standpoint?
Yeah, I think 2008 was just, I don't think it's apples and apples at all. Yeah. I think that this is a completely different threat. I mean, basically, a lot of irresponsibility, lack of transparency, and duplicity caused the recession. This is not that.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't believe we're going into a recession. I think this is a pause for everybody. And as I said, a time for all of us to become a little bit more disciplined in how we're investing, how we're building our businesses. So we don't have a formula for this. But we do have history that says that startups are resilient because they are more nimble and, in fact, sometimes more resilient than later stage. I don't think this is a doom situation at all. I think that this is just a pause. And I think we just have to be a little bit more responsible right now.
Yeah. All right. Last question. Do you have any sense for when you'll know how big the impact of this will be? I mean,
let's give us a quarter. I think we need to see a quarter. I mean, clearly two quarters will show us, will give us some perspective, but I'm looking at the next 3 months. But the fact is, we have no idea what we're up against. And it could be a couple of months and we've all got a hold of this, and there are, you know, ample amount of tests and the systems are all better organized to be able to handle. Or we're
all going to spend the next year in our houses.
There we go. God forbid. So, but I think everybody has to, all the startups have to sort of build a proverbial ark to weather this, yeah. To weather the waves ahead.
Hold on to what money you do have. Hold on tight.
And use it. Don't hoard it, though. Don't hoard your money. Just be a little bit more, not even careful. I would try to invest in as many of the clearest solutions as possible.
Uh-huh. Don't waste money on as many experiments. Like, basically, yeah. You want to, your same advice to founders is what you're practicing in the way you're investing right now, which is invest in less speculative things.
Correct.
And invest in what you know works.
Correct. We all have to really invest in our deep areas of expertise now more than ever.
Thanks, Jillian.
Thank you, Josh. You too, honey. Stay safe. Cheers.
There you have it, startup wisdom from pitch investor Jillian Manis. And we do realize in making this that not all founders have a Jillian that they can turn to for advice. And while I can't be Jillian for you either, we are interested in learning how the coronavirus is affecting you, the founders who are listening. We may be able to find some of the answers you seek. So if you have more questions or a story to tell about how the coronavirus is affecting you in unexpected ways, we're opening up the phone lines on Thursday, March 12th to take your calls. I'll be on the line between 12:30 and 2:30 p.m. Eastern. The number to call is 833-PITCH-IT. That's 833-PITCH-IT. Or send us an email anytime at thepitch@gimletmedia.com and include Corona in the subject. I hope you enjoyed our Pitch exclusive episode on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode on Wednesday, March 25th. See you then.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.